In a stroke of genius, Hughes doctors up a publicity stunt that even Ben Franklin would be proud of.
Hughes decided, okay, this film's controversial, let's let everybody know about it. And they called churches, they called women's groups, and they told them, there's this disgusting, terrible movie coming out, you better not let your husband see it.
There's even a legend that Hughes used a skywriter over Los Angeles to promote the film that even drew two gigantic breaths of smoke. And then you had Bob Hope, who ended up introducing Jane Russell as the two and only Jane Russell. People were not shy at all about making these rude comments. After all, they'd seen it in all the publicity material for The Outlaw.
Billy, he'll kill you.
What do you care?
But you can get another horse.
I want this one.
Why?
I want to see if I can teach him to make smoke come out of his ears.
When the film finally debuts, there's still speculation about how it will fare.
Despite the fact that a lot of cities wouldn't show the film, that it got very limited release, for example, in New York City, the film still makes a lot of money.
It was released, I believe, in 43, 46, 1950, and I think again in the 50s, because they added color, they changed color, and again, it was this massive box office hit. People couldn't get enough of it.
Unfortunately for Howard Hughes, the brassiere itself, while it may have looked good, was not something that Jane Russell was comfortable with.
You know, and like a true 40s woman, Jane leaves the bra in her dressing room and tells Hughes, oh, this bra is great. It's absolutely wonderful. And he thinks he's, you know, a genius for the way her breasts look, when in reality, she's the one who's stuffing her bra and making herself look the way she does in The Outlaw.
Although the bra that Hughes creates doesn't last, putting breasts on the big screen does. Thanks to Hughes' pioneering efforts, bombshells ignite the box office and inject sex into American cinema.